An accidental drug overdose can occur because of, you know, opioid, sleep and anxiety medication, and you know, a wealth of prescription medications, rather. Does Australia need to up its standards and requirements for prescriptions?
Certainly there are things that we can do to improve prescription medication safety, but they have to be done in a way that doesn't take these medications away from people who need them. We also have to be really careful about unintended consequences, that if we restrict access to prescription medications, that people might then seek out illicit substances, for instance, heroin, and then still be experiencing harms. So there are things that we can do to improve pharmaceutical medication safety, but that can't be the only thing we do.
Well, the number of opioid-related deaths is almost tripled. And, you know, I think it's fair to compare it similar to America's opioid crisis. Do you think it's going to become an international concern?
Certainly, the trajectory that Australia is on is the same as what has been seen in the US. So we're at a sort of a similar rate of unintentional overdose deaths as the US was in 2003. And it is getting worse in Australia, but that gives us an opportunity to intervene before things get really bad. We don't want to be in the position that America is in, and that having to respond to this terrible public health crisis, we could be putting in interventions in place to stop this before we get to that point.
Well, what's the best way to be responding to this crisis?
We need a really multifaceted approach, and which reflects the diversity of the substances involved and the diversity of people who can experience an overdose. So no two overdoses are the same, and this can affect people from all walks of life. So we'd really advocate, rather than just for, you know, single solutions, a really broad suite of health approaches that help to prevent and overdoses and stop people from dying from overdoses.
Well, how crucial is, say, expansion of access to drug treatment services and community drug education in addressing this rising rate?
It's absolutely vital that we increase access to health services, particularly in rural and regional areas. In New South Wales, rural and regional people are more have a higher rate of overdose than those in Sydney, but of course access to services is far poorer there in rural and regional areas. So we need to be prioritising services to where it's needed. We also need to be thinking about overdoses and drug use more broadly as a health issue, not a crime or a justice issue. And in that way, we can start to help the people who need it and bring it out into the open and help people without stigmatising them or arresting them.
Well, have we seen any response from the federal government to start addressing this issue?
Certainly, there are things happening at Australia wide and also in various states. So, for instance, there's funding was announced in the last budget for expanded access to naloxone. Now, naloxone is an incredibly important medication because it can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. So that's very important, and we're very glad to see that funding for that has been expanded. So there are things happening, but what we're not seeing is that broad and coordinated approach to overdose prevention and drug harms more generally that would see this this trend changed.
Well, hopefully we can see a bit more of a reaction from the government to be able to, you know, stop these deaths. It's just awful.